9 to noon show continues on the Fan. The big news around the Minnesota Vikings this week. Christian Ponder, rookie Florida State. By way of Florida State and Bredon, Texas, he gets the start against the Green Bay Packers this weekend. And Christian is kind enough to join us now. Good luck Sunday, Mr. Ponder. Are you excited?
I am excited. I appreciate you considering me big news, man. That's cool.
Well, at 1-5, we're looking for anything we can get right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear you for sure.
Are you nervous at all?
No. I mean, I'll probably definitely have some butterflies come game day, but no, I'm more excited than anything.
Were you nervous at all Sunday night when you got the call to come in, or was it the situation where it's like, man, the game's in progress right now, and I just got to go in there and do something?
Yeah, you know, there wasn't really any time to have any butterflies or get nervous. You know, Coach told me right before I went in that I was going in. So, you know, I just went in there, and it wasn't like there was any pressure going on. I mean, the game was already out of hand, so I just went in and tried to have fun with it and try to play well.
Even though, Christian, it was a lopsided game, you got a chance to go against the Bears' first-team defense, which was pretty cool.
It was really cool, and you know, you think you're in the fourth quarter and they're up by that much that you know, they kind of just drop back and be in max coverage. But no, they were still bringing blitz and everything, which was good for me to get that practice and get those reps in against those guys and you know, made some plays, missed some plays, but it was a great experience.
I'm glad you brought up the blitz because as we take baby steps to stardom, there was a 4th and 10 late in the game. Back shoulder throw to Shanko. It was sweet. They blitzed up the middle. The guy came freely. You picked up Shanko, kept it away from Urlacher. Those are baby steps that you have to take, right?
Yeah, they are. You know, number one is recognizing the blitz, and number two is knowing where you're supposed to go with the ball. And so I was hot on that play and just tried to get it out and had to be accurate with the ball. I mean, we knew in the game plan that Urlacher likes to cut to the side of the hot route, and which he did, so I had a back shoulder. And, you know, we were very close to getting the first down, but we didn't get it. But I'm glad I got the experience.
Christian Ponder's on the Fan, starts this weekend on the Fan at 3:15 against the Green Bay Packers. The team has given Donovan McNabb every opportunity behind the scenes and in the game to hold this job, and clearly it couldn't be done. But when it comes back to you, you didn't get many, if any, reps with the first team in practice, from what I understand. Now you're getting all the reps. How fast is it coming at you?
You know, in previous weeks, you know, I got very few reps, but you know, I got some, which is more than others. You know, if you're sitting behind Peyton Manning, obviously not this year, but in previous years, you didn't get any.
Right.
So I was fortunate enough to get a few, you know, going in, I mean, getting all the reps has been good for me, and you know, they're not changing any of the game plan. They're not trying to limit it on me. I feel like I'm very comfortable in the offense, and we're trying to, you know, not change any of, you know, what we would be doing if Donovan was in. I'm definitely enjoying getting all the reps and trying to prepare for this game.
If they fled the box to slow Adrian the first play, will you go play action and just chuck the sucker up there no matter the coverage?
I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, I think we definitely expect them to stack the box. I
mean, yeah.
Watching the film against St. Louis, I think they were in, you know, two deep safeties, maybe 6 plays the whole game. So we'll be looking for them to be in the box, and we'll have to make plays in the passing game.
And they got some nice corners, too. Obviously, future Hall of Famer Charles Woodson, Tremont yep. Williams is good. Sam Shields filled in nicely last year when they won a Super Bowl. But from 1-5, man, I'm not saying play street ball like the Carolina Panthers do the entire game. I'm just saying from 1-5, play action, deep, double coverage, see what happens.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going into this thing to try to be successful and try to win this game.
Yep.
And you know, so we'll see how it plays out. I'm sure we'll be able to utilize the play action, especially when you have a threat like Adrian Peterson, and they're going to be trying to bite on the run the whole game. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
If you run in a touchdown, do you have a touchdown dance?
I don't yet, you know. I haven't had time to think about it. So, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe something happens if I do score. I'll just wing it, and maybe. We'll see.
I definitely want
to spike the ball, though, you know?
Yeah,
college, we never got to spike the ball.
You don't ever have to have one. Peyton Manning doesn't have one. Tom Brady doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Brett Favre didn't really have one. He just kind of slammed the ball and went and jumped up in people's laps and stuff, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I definitely want to – I'll probably just spike the ball. I'm not much of a dancer, you know? I try not to embarrass myself too much.
How do you expect Green Bay to attack you?
You know, I think they're going to throw the whole kitchen sink at me and this offense, and you know, probably bring a lot of pressures. You know, they're a 3-4 base defense, and you know, I don't know. I expect a bunch of different multiple looks. I expect them to be, you know, 8 in the box the whole time, single safety. But I think they're going to do their best to confuse me. Good thing is there's a lot of veteran guys on this team that have played in Green Bay several times. So,
yeah.
You know, that makes it easier on me.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing with you, I might not be seeing this clearly, but you're a pretty smart kid. And it, being able to pick up things quickly, we saw that in the Chicago game. That shouldn't be a problem. I would think if they played coverage and made you really, really think this thing out, that's how you would attack a rookie. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I think it's totally different when you have Adrian Peterson in the backfield. You
good
know,
point.
I think they're going to try to do everything to stop them and try to, you know, put the pressure on me to make plays. And but you never know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
You're going to make the best of whatever you have this week, and I know that for sure. Christian Ponder's on the Fan, but you've never played behind the first offensive line, not in the preseason, not last Sunday night. You lost the center to a concussion, and the right tackle missed the entire second half. When do you think that time will come that you'll get a chance to play behind the first offensive line?
I don't know. Hopefully this Sunday, if everyone comes back. Which, you know, there still is a chance that that Sully will be back and Phil. I think Phil is going to play, but we'll see. You know, they're doing a good job, and the good thing is there's a lot of veterans on that line that know what they're doing. So,
Bill Musgrave, the offensive coordinator, speaks very highly of you. What's it been like working with him this week up to your first start?
It's been great, and he's been real supportive, and he's not putting a whole lot, you know, of pressure on me. And you know, I think he really handled me very well yesterday, the first practice, you know, trying to keep me relaxed and you know, having fun with it. And he's had a lot of words of encouragement, and he's been great to me ever since I stepped in the facility, and ever since you know, the Vikings drafted me. And he's such a smart coach and really knows what he's doing. Obviously has a great background working with some other quarterbacks like Matt Ryan and some other guys. And
yeah,
so it's really great to have him and Coach Johnson.
He's just the kind of guy that wants you to be the first into the meeting, the last to leave, the first to the facility. You know, make sure you come in occasionally on a Friday night or a Tuesday and figure out the blitz pickup, stuff like that, right?
Yeah. He's big. You know, he even has his own little like 100 top things to do when you're a quarterback or something. He's got a little book, and you know, he really tries to develop you as a quarterback and try to make sure that you're doing everything you can to be successful.
And you got to listen, right, man? I mean, he didn't put up big stats in the NFL, but shoot, he was he backed up John Elway, Steve Young, and Joe Montana, and has rings.
Yeah, no, you know, he's got a lot of history in the NFL, and I think he really knows what it takes to be successful. And I listen to him all the time, and I really trust in what he's doing.
A couple of quickies to close here for Christian Ponder, quarterback Vikings this weekend against the Packers, pregame on the Fan at 1, kickoff at 3:15, Mall of America Field. How have quarterbacks this year passed for 300 or more yards 5 of 6 times on Green Bay? Where are the breakdowns?
You know, I think it goes back to them playing single coverage, a lot of man. You know, when they do that, they're vulnerable for big plays, and people just took advantage of it.
Do you have to try to guard against trying to do too much because you want to succeed so badly?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, obviously, you know, like you said, I want to be really successful, but I'm kind of a patient guy where I'll take what they give me, and you know, whether that short pass is, and then, you know, eventually work up to a big play, or whether it's handing the ball off to Adrian, I don't care. You know, I'm not going to try to do too much.
Do you? Last question. Do you have the freedom to change plays at the line if need be?
Not necessarily. You know, there's certain plays that we go in that we can make different checks to, but kind of right now it's called and run. I think, you know, this being our first year in the offense, Coach Musgrave hasn't put a whole lot on our plate, and I think as we grow in it, then we'll be able to start doing that.
What do you mean? You graduated in 2.5 years. You're 5.0, man. Why, you can be Peyton Manning and do the knee gyrations and point and do dummy calls and everything.
Yeah, down the road. We're working there. You know, maybe next year, a couple years down the road.
Christian, no matter what happens this weekend, it's going to be a long, prosperous career. The fan base is very excited to watch you play, no matter the outcome. Best of luck. Stay healthy and make some plays, okay?
All right. I appreciate it, PA.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.